Blog Talk Radio.
And now, here's Lisa.
Many things can be considered light. A balloon is light. A feather is light. There is light reading, light music, light show. To some people, even barbells are light. The list is endless. But in the world of computers, you need more than light. You need ultralight.
You really need another drink?
I don't need a drink. I want a drink.
Oh, you're making quite an impression.
Get off my back!
What do you want me to do?
You can start by leaving me alone!
I can start by getting rid of this scotch!
What do you think you're doing?
What does that look like?
I'm going to the store!
Are you kidding? We have guests!
They're your friends!
No more! If you go now, I won't be here when you get back!
Fine, who cares?
For help with a drinking problem, call New Day Center at Hinsdale Hospital and feel just how good a new day can be.
Hi, I'm Claire, here at a Loomcraft clearance sale where Loomcraft has clearly cut prices. 20%, 33%, 50% off an exquisite array of drapery and upholstery fabrics. Even if your name isn't Claire, this is clearly where to be. You can save an extra 20 to 50% on cotton prints, solids, textures, and other exquisite fabrics for draperies, reupholstery, slipcovers, and more. Loomcraft styles are cutting edge, and Loomcraft can make it all for you. Loomcraft guarantees the lowest prices and your complete satisfaction. So take it from me, Claire. Clear shopping elsewhere right from your mind and come to Loomcraft's clearance sale. Loomcraft is cutting prices 20% to 50% during their fabulous clearance sale. 12 Chicagoland locations. Dial 312 Fabrics for the Loomcraft clearly nearest you.
Okay, Claire. Cut.
We bought the bus.
Good
we
God, y'all. It'd be cool. It'd be fine. Cars be moving down the line. Outbound Kennedy, tight but cool. 52 O'Hare. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Eden's at 57, Cal all hip. Ooh, ooh, baby, watch your backbone slip. Tri-State Tollway is loosening up. Oh, baby, don't spill that coffee cup.
Hello, everyone. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I'm your host, Teresa Banks. If you would like to call into the show to either be heard or to voice some comments or just to listen to the program instead of by computer, you can do so by calling 626-213-5738. And if you'd like to talk at any time, just press the number 1. Well, we were just listening to some wonderful, wonderful samples of the work from my guest, Lisa Dominique. She is truly a woman of many talents. She has been a broadcaster on Loop AM/FM, WGN AM 720, WLS FM and XM Radio. And as we just heard, she's performed many voiceovers. She is the author of The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog. I love that title. And she also holds a Bachelor's of Science degree in radio television from the University of Illinois. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me as a guest. That was a trip in time for me to hear those. I mean, not since I've uploaded those onto the website that I created a couple years ago and I listened to those. and then it had been like 10, 12, 13 years and I went, oh my gosh, but to hear it all as a little snippet of a body of work, I went, gosh, I did some cool stuff.
You know, you truly did, and I love the range in your voice. And just everything that you were doing, it sounded really, really great. Now, what made you get into this world of broadcasting?
Oh, golly. I was rooting around for a major, as you have to declare, you know, your sophomore, end of your sophomore year, and I was in the college communications, and I thought, well, what am I going to do? I don't know. And someone just said, well, you know, you could go down to the basement, the radio station in the basement of the dorm, and I was at U of I in gosh, what was that? I can't remember the name of my dorm. But I had some, mm-hmm. and my dorm, and I said, what? And they said, yeah, WPGU's in the basement of the dorm. And I said, oh, I was wondering what that was, that there were a lot of people, weird people going in and out of this dorm. And, you know, I was just so focused on doing what I was doing, it just never occurred to me. They said, you have a really good voice, you can do that. And I thought, really? And I wandered down there, and they immediately put me to work doing morning news, you know. So I started out doing mornings immediately, and then someone just said, Charlie Meyerson was there. He was our news director, he's the news director now and has been at WGN and, of course, at XRT. He had me doing the news, and then another gentleman, I can't remember his name, he's on WLIT for the longest time, real nice guy. He's like, I want you to do some voiceovers. I want you to do some ads and stuff. I said, sure. So I was just open to anything and doing everything. And it blossomed from there. And then I always thought that I was going to be a print journalist or something, maybe. But then I said, gee, I didn't pay enough. So that's how it happened. And it just, everything seemed to fall into place and doors opened. And sometimes I knocked on doors and then they opened. And it's just been a natural, you know. It hasn't always been easy, but it was just a natural slide.
And like you said, it helps, you know, once someone recognizes that you have the voice for it, you know. I mean, you certainly have to have a certain, it seems, tone to your voice and, you know, level of clarity to your voice. And what else do you think you need as far as getting into the whole field of radio broadcasting and that side of it? What are some great skill sets to have?
Well, first of all, I don't sound that great right now because I've been really sick with all that thing that's been going around. So please, I don't sound this bad. You can hear me on WLSAM at night. And it's fill-in. I've been doing news anchoring there since February and also fill-in morning news on Rewind 100.3 for a couple of years now, too. But skill sets, you know, radio has changed so much since I entered it, but there are some evergreen qualities. I think that you need, first of all, especially in radio now, you need to really want it. You really need to love it, and now more than ever, because it's even more difficult, I think, than it was when I entered radio. Fewer jobs, pay is not great, you know. It's definitely gone. The pay has diminished to a degree. You need to be social media savvy, you know. You need to know all that stuff and to be up on as many things, you know, Twitter and CreateSpace and all those things that you can, of course, Facebook and technical skills, I think, really come in handy. Editing, I hadn't edited anything really ever until I put together the website, and I learned that in an Apple class, and then at WLS I had to learn to electronically edit, you know, there. But of course, when I was in school, we in beginning radio, we had to do it, you know, with the razor and everything, etc. So that's a skill set. You have to be flexible. You have to be willing to work with the sales force now. There was a huge separation between talent and the sales force. Now you have to be willing to get out there if the sales force wants you out there and sell yourself, sell the station, sell the programs, sell the product, you know, whatever it is. And that's a huge shift and one that personally I embraced because when I took 13 years off of radio recently, that's what I was doing with sales. And all the auditions that you ever go to, really, and the interviews, those are sales jobs too. So those are all skills that kind of fall under that umbrella, I think. I think the ability to write, you know, fairly well will hold you in good stead, because even if you don't write well, I'm not sure that you can always speak, you know, well.
That's a good point.
That's not always the case either. So,
and you know, and something you said, because I always thought a lot of the scripts were handed to the on-air personalities, or you know, there was training that came with working the switchboard or different things they have to do. So what you're saying is you really need to come with a lot of those skills.
Oh, yes, you need to develop them and work on them all the time. I mean, scripts, the only script I've ever been given is, we'll do this live read, you know, for an advertisement. And they don't necessarily want you to vary off that too much, unless they let you go freestyle, and that's because the advertiser has a lot of confidence in you, and that's on radio. But the ability to memorize is good if you're doing on-camera work, like for TV commercials, which I used to do quite a bit of those. So the ability to memorize. Writing my own news, nobody ever wrote me news and gave it to me, even when I was on KGO in San Francisco and certainly now at WLSAM. I mean, for the most part, unless you have to do a quick rip and read for a national news minute or a breaking news story, I write my own news. And most of my colleagues do as well, because you want it in your voice, so it's more comfortable for you to read in your style. That's really important. So script, no. If you listen to the different cuts that I have on there, like with, you know, Johnny, with, you know, Brandmeier and the Loop, with Stephen Gary or Kevin or any of the things where we're just going back and forth, that is off the cuff. That is all spontaneous. Nobody can script that. You know, if you try to go for that, you get those goofy, crazy award shows where they're trying to look spontaneous, and that's scripted, you know. And I don't think our shows ever sounded goofy like that. So, no.
And you mentioned the way that things have changed over the years. I was talking a few days ago with Bonnie McEwen about music, and at that time we're talking about the blues and how radio has changed so much with the way the music's play. Like, it seems like the rap has almost taken over. Have you seen that across the years, that it seems like it's either trending toward a certain type of music or just the whole format of the programming has changed?
Yeah, I have never really been in. I can only speak to this as an observer, because I've never been involved with programming a station or been a music director. You know, I was always just like the on-air talent that early on, you know, I spun the records and they were records, or, you know, pushed the carts when music was on carts, or, you know, I worked in adult contemporary music as news. So I'm just, as an observer, I would say that, yeah, that sure, rap and hip-hop have been incorporated into a lot, but there are other, my gosh, there are so many other genres of music out there, but everything goes in cycles. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there was rock and roll, and then there was, you know, bebop, and there was, you know, jazz, and so things go, excuse me, I've got to cough for a second.
Oh, no problem.
Excuse me. This thing is just will not go away.
I know. Believe me, I hear you. I'm right there with you with the cold.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Eventually, I'm sure it will leave, but right now it's just hanging on to my every fiber of my being. You know, yeah, but everything goes in cycles, and rap will meld into the next, you know, genre. I mean, I haven't been able to embrace, outside of Moby, maybe the emo stuff. That just seems a little too, whatever. But sure, yeah, rap definitely has a place in the culture, and some of it's really, really good. And some of it's crap, just like pop. You know, some pop music songs are really, really good and are evergreen and they're great. Some of them were just crap to begin with, you know.
Excuse me, I'm coughing with you too. And you know, and that's very true. It's very true. And I think we have to learn to love it all and have a little variety and spice in our life by just listening to everything as it comes along and all of these different artists and what they're sharing with their music. And as I was looking at your website, there's something you've done where I'm not totally sure what it means. I'm going to quiz you a little bit about it, where you said that you have been an ear prompter. So please enlighten me on what an ear prompter does.
Well, I have used an ear prompter. I guess maybe when I send that out to casting agents or, you know, people in advertising, they know what that means immediately. What that means is the ability to use an ear prompter, which not everybody is able to grasp. That it can be, you record your script, like for when I used to do a lot of industrial on camera, it's specifically, generally for on camera work, and you'd have to do these long scripts, and you wouldn't get them sometimes, you know, till that morning for a product or, you know, a disease or something, whatever you're talking about. And a lot of them would have some pretty complicated polysyllabic words, and you would have to record it in the recorder and then put it put the ear, sort of like an earphone, into your ear, hide it as best you could with your hair or the camera angle, and it would, and you would have to record it at the pace at which they would want you to be saying it. And then you play it through, and as you hear the words, you would be saying it with all the credibility you can muster into the camera, as if you're just speaking extemporaneously. But really what you're hearing is it coming through your ear, which you've pre-recorded, and then spewing the words. And it's a developed skill. I think people in radio are probably able to grasp that a little bit more easily because of wearing the headphones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're able to do that. But you repeat it, and you have to be very credible, and you have to look like you know what you're talking about.
So that's what that is.
Isn't that clear?
It sure is.
Okay.
As I said at the top of the show, you just have so many great talents. It's just amazing. And I saw also that you've hopped into this field of being an author. So please tell us about your wonderful new book, The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog, which, as I said, I love that title. So what is the book all about?
Well, thank you. That's actually the name of the series, and it's going to be a series of books. The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog is the name. The Harvey the Hungry Dog is the first in the series. It was published mid-December of last year, and I have spent a good deal of my other free time that I'm not on the air promoting this book and selling it and bringing along my real life, Harvey the Wonder Dog. He was an inspiration to me. I had a really rough year back in 2006. A romance that went in a direction I would have never dreamed it would go, and I was just devastated. And Harvey had been given to me by, you know, my ex-boyfriend as a Christmas gift, and Harvey ended up being the thing that comforted me the most throughout this ordeal, and I got very depressed, and he was always there with the only, you know, kind of unconditional love a dog knows how to give, which was just what I needed. It was the balm, you know, that eased me, that soothed my crippled heart and, you know, my crippled ego, and he was there, and he's a funny dog. He's a great, funny, energetic, playful Labrador Retriever, and I kept writing notes about the funny things he would do, and then I lost my job, and that was kind of a relief, yet, like, yeeks, what do I do now? And I'm going to put all these musings into a book, because I'm going to write this dog about my Harvey the Wonder Dog. And so I sat down, and I did it, and I wrote him, and then I thought I had a publisher, but that ended up kind of falling through at the really 11 and a half hour, 11, not just 11th hour, the 11 and a half hour,
oh,
11:30.
No.
And yeah, and then unfortunately an angel came through and said, listen, what you've got is really great. This is somebody I really respected in the advertising field, and she made it happen for me. She found a designer who took all the illustrations that my illustrator had done, and she took my edited words, and she steered me in the right direction. The designer designed the book, and she recommended a local printer and binder, and I had it all pulled together within a month of finding out that I could no longer go with the publisher who I was going to go with. It was like a Christmas miracle, really. And by Christmas of last year, I sent out everybody's book who had pre-ordered. I had 150 books pre-ordered.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, which was super cool, and that was all through Facebook and just people being, you know, and friends, supportive friends, and I got them all out by Christmas, and all this year I've been going out to schools and promoting the book and bringing Harvey along when I could, when allergies or school policy didn't preclude me from bringing him, and he just romps among the kids, and I read the book. It can get pretty crazy, and make a lot of appearances at libraries, and I'm even doing some private readings. People come into my home where Harvey's comfortable, and I do private readings, and it's a nice paycheck, and it's been great, and I get to spend time with my wonder dog, and he's just been a source of love, you know, while I've been kind of getting my heart together, you know, and my career back on track.
because I was in sales, for pharmaceutical sales for 6.5 years, and then corporate telecom sales for 6 years after I left radio in 1995. And everything just has kind of gotten on the back track, on the right track since he came into my life.
and like you said, I mean, pets truly do give us this unconditional love. They just have the best little faces in the world where it almost looks like they're making impressions and expressions. And one thing I love, and I saw those pictures on your website, I love not only the appearances that Harvey makes, but the little cape. He has a cape he wears. Does he have other clothes besides the cape?
He actually does. And I think it's more on my website, or actually my Facebook page, are a lot of pictures. I haven't uploaded his pictures to his Facebook page. He's on Facebook as Harvey Dominique, so if anybody wants to friend him. And he's Harvey Wonder Dog on Tweet, and he's got HarveyTheWonderDog@Hotmail.com as his email, so if anyone wants to contact him. But he does have other costumes, and a lot of them are on it's under Harvey's Fabulous Life or whatever I've denoted that album on my Facebook page. So if you go to my Facebook page, Lisa Dominique, and you check, you'll see all the different costumes he's in. I catch a lot of flack from people for dressing him up. They're like, he doesn't want to, you know, wear a hat. I'm like, check it out. He does. He's digging it.
Well, I tell you, I believe in it. I think that gives an extra laugh to the pet owners sometimes. And just the fact that he has his own little areas where you could almost reach him. And now I have to ask what will probably be a silly question, but does he also give autographs while he's there with you?
Oh, absolutely. Each book comes with his autograph, which I actually have trademarked. I better should add that TM thing to it. But, yes, he does a autograph. I actually had a rubber stamp made of his actual paw at Keylanders in Lake Forest, a stationery store. Shout out to them. And I had that made, and each book comes with his autograph. And sometimes when I'm at art festivals or, you know, promotions for him, and kids say, well, can I get one, you know, will you stamp me? And I'm, sure, honey, yeah. And I stamp them with the autograph. And so they walk around with that on there, and it says Harvey the Wonder Dog underneath. So, yeah, each book comes with a CD where I read the book, and Harvey barks at the end of each page. So that can be used as a learning tool. The book discusses sort of Harvey's interpretation of how Harvey lives and sort of the healthy habits that kids can pick up on, you know, Harvey playing outside, Harvey having friends and playing with his friends, Harvey making sometimes bad choices for eating, but also choosing some good things to eat, you know, carrots or broccoli or, you know, something good, and getting outside and exercising in all kinds of weather. So, yeah, that, let me get rid of this. Somebody's trying to call me.
No problem at all.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just got rid of him. I just didn't want that beep to keep interfering. And so, yes, he does that, and it comes with a CD, and Harvey barks at the end of each page. So the child knows to turn the page. And also, Harvey recently went on iPad. So Harvey the Hungry Dog is an app on iPad.
So
if someone has an iPad, and I understand a lot of kids are going to be getting them for, I can't believe this, because I don't even have a doggone iPad, but kids are going to be getting it for Christmas this year. It's like, you know, it'd be nice to have an iPad so I can look at my book on iPad. Harvey the Hungry Dog is an app on iPad, downloadable. And so Harvey still barks at the end of each page, and you can flip the pages, and Harvey barks, and I read do the reading. And so, yeah, you get a little piece of Harvey then, too.
And
I love your
creativeness is just so impressive and amazing, anywhere from the bark to the way Harvey comes out and the iPad and the paw where a person can get his autograph. Now, how would someone get the book and get the CD? How would they get copies of those?
Very easily. I had a bunch of local stores selling them, but frankly, you know, that was taking a big chunk out of the book, so I've confined it for the moment to Amazon.com. Type in Harvey the Hungry Dog or The Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog. It'll pop up, and they can order it, and it'll immediately be shipped out. or go to Harvey's website. You know, it's the Adventures of Harvey the Wonder Dog.com website, and you can order there, and it's a PayPal secure website, and it'll be sent out to you, or buy an iPad and upload it from iTunes. Now, he doesn't come with the pautograph with that one, but in, you know, by those two places, you can, they'll be sent out immediately, the books. And I'm also working on Harvey Finds His Smile right now, which is the next one, and it addresses bullying. So I hope to have that out. That one may go straight to iPad, right, I'm thinking. But I hope to have that out at the beginning of next year. But my illustrator is very busy right now.
Well, I tell you, Lisa, I am just so proud of all that you are doing. You are just truly an inspiration as far as, you know, different types of careers a person could get into, reinventing yourself, changing gears. Now, how can someone reach you if they want to contact you and either say hello or, you know, ask questions about the book or maybe have Harvey come out? How would they reach you directly?
Oh, very easily. Just go to lisadominique.com, and any information on how to get hold of me is there. So it's, but my name is L-I-S-E. It's weird. L-I-S-E-Dominique.com. So don't type L-I-S-A Dominique. She's some kind of rocker. I don't know. So it's lisadominique.com, L-I-S-E-Dominique.com. Or go to Harvey's page. You know, go to Harvey's website. But if you go to my website, you can also get to Harvey's website through the link that, through books. And you can get, you know, to either one of us. Harvey passes his mail along to me, so it's cool. So if you write Harvey, you know, I'll get it. Or, you know, go to Facebook and contact me through Facebook, or contact Harvey through Facebook, or tweet us, whatever.
And then, Lisa, you said we could also listen to you on which station that you're on and what time of day?
Oh, well, on three nights a week, they switch around, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm on WLSAM from 6 till midnight, and I do a lot of fill-in, morning drive news fill-in on Rewind 100.3, a music station, and then I'm on 5:30, 6:30, and 7:30 in the morning, but that's only when I do the fill-in for the news, the regular newswoman. So that's hit and miss, but that's a great station too. But I am on WSAM regularly throughout, you know, during the week, and I do fill in. I'll probably be working all day Thursday, Thanksgiving 1 to 8, and the day after. And that's the next time I'm on is a week from, well, Wednesday, coming up this Wednesday. But pretty much, if they, you know, call WLS and ask when I'm going to be on at night, I guess, because my schedule changes. But it's generally Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night.
All right. So, well, I truly wish you all the best and the success in the world, and I'm so appreciative of you being here on the show and on the program, and I highly recommend that everyone listening pick up a copy of your book, keep following the series, and check in to see what Harvey's doing, and to listen to you on the radio, and please take good care of that cold. It's hard in the Chicagoland area, and I'm sure other areas, too, to try to keep ourselves healthy, but I know we can do it.
We can do it. We can definitely do it. That's
absolutely
for sure.
Well,
Harvey just turned 3 years old yesterday, so he's very excited.
Well, I tell you, Lisa, it has just been a pleasure speaking with you. You enjoy all of these upcoming holidays, and anytime you want to be on the show again, just let me know.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for asking us. We're tickled, both of us. He's curled up right now. He's exhausted from eating dinner. So, yeah, thank you very much for asking us. It's been a treat.
Well, you are very welcome. And just as a top of the show, I'm going to go ahead and end the show with our sound bites that we were playing at the very top that highlight Lisa and her wonderful, wonderful voiceovers. I am so grateful to those of you that have taken the time out to listen to today's program. My name again is Teresa Banks, and this is LSEC Publishing Radio. If you'd like to reach me, you can drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at AOL.com. Don't forget to become a follower of this program. You can do so by going over to blogtalkradio.com/LSEC And Elasec is spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, so that you don't miss hearing wonderful guests like Lisa and other guests that are coming up as well. So let me wrap up today's show by playing Lisa again. Take care, everyone. Until next time.
And now, here's Lisa.
Many things can be considered light. A balloon is light. A feather is light. There is light reading, light music, light show. To some people, even barbells are light. The list is endless. But in the world of computers, you need more than light. You need ultralight.
You really need another drink?
I don't need a drink. I want a drink.
Oh, you're making quite an impression.
Get off my back!
What do you want me to do?
You can start by leaving me alone.
I can start by getting rid of this scotch.
What do you think you're doing?
What does that look like?
I'm going to the store.
Are you kidding? We have guests.
Then you're friends.
No more! If you go now, I won't be here when you get back.
Fine, who cares?
For help with a drinking problem, call New Day Center at Hinsdale Hospital and feel just how good a new day can be.
Hi, I'm Claire, here at a Loomcraft clearance sale where a Loomcraft has clearly cut prices. 20%, 33%, 50% off an exquisite array of drapery and upholstery fabric. Even if your name isn't Claire, this is clearly where to be. You can save an extra 20 to 50% on cotton prints, solids, textures, and other exquisite fabrics for draperies, reupholstery, slipcovers, and more. Loomcraft styles are cutting edge, and Loomcraft can make it all for you. Loomcraft guarantees the lowest prices and your complete satisfaction. So take it from me, Claire. Clear shopping elsewhere right from your mind and come to Loomcraft's clearance sale. Loomcraft is cutting prices 20% to 50% during their fabulous clearance sale. 12 Chicagoland locations. Dial 312 Fabrics for the Loomcraft clearly nearest you.
Okay, Claire. Cut.
We bought the box.
Good
we
God, y'all. It'd be cool. It'd be fine. Cars be moving down the line. Outbound Kennedy, tight but cool. 52 O'Hare. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Eden's at 57, Cal all hip. Ooh, ooh, baby, watch your backbone slip. Tri-State Tollway is loosening up. Oh, baby, don't spill that coffee cup.
Lisa Dominica, Lisa, Lisa Dominica, Lisa, Lisa Dominica. Lisa Dominica, Lisa, Lisa, Lisa Dominica, Lisa, Lisa Lisa Damani, Kanika Lisa Damani, Alisa Damani. Lisa Damani, Kanika Lisa Damani, Kanika Lisa Damani. Lisa Damani, Kanika Lisa Damani, Alisa Damani. Lisa, Lisa, Lisa Damani, Kanika Lisa Damani, Kanika Lisa.